Quantity surveyors are a key profession in ensuring that build projects of all manner of description are done within budget. It's a critical skill that could help ensure that South Africa does better in delivering more projects efficiently than in the recent past. The midterm budget has allocated funds specifically to ensure that professionals like quantity surveyors are used to help prepare projects from the beginning and ultimately control their cost trajectory until the end of the project. To tell us more about the profession and its importance, I'm joined on the line by Larry Feinberg. He's Executive Director of the Association of South African Quantity Surveyors. Larry, as much as the term gives an idea of its meaning, what exactly does a quantity surveyor do?
A quantity surveyor is the procurement specialist on a construction project, managing the procurement of the entire project, the cost of the entire project, and ensuring that the client's rights are protected at all times. So in other words, what the quantity surveyor does is he understands the entire cost of the project before it's going to get built. And managing the procurement side of it before the tender, because he knows exactly how much the project is going to cost.
You as a body have been agitating for the regulated appointment of quantity surveyors. Simply put, what does that mean?
It means that we believe that quantity surveyors are the best placed professionals on the construction team to root out corruption on all kinds of construction projects, from the smallest to the largest. We know exactly how much it's going to cost. If the project remains to the specified scope at all times during the project, it should ultimately end up at the projected cost of the project. And we are the people that are saying, the profession that are saying, talk to us when you want to know why is a construction project running over budget. What are the reasons why? Don't talk to the engineers. Don't talk to the architects. Talk to the professionals that are trained in the management of the entire construction budget.
How does South Africa fare in terms of that capacity? Do we have enough quantity surveyors?
So it's a scarce skill. It's a great question you've asked. It's number three on the scarce skills list for South Africa. We don't have enough quantity surveyors. And I think the profession itself is quite misunderstood as well. In terms of a lot of people thinking that a quantity surveyor surveys land, but that's not what a quantity surveyor does. The quantity surveyor manages the entire material, labor, and all-round cost of a project. So it is a misunderstood profession. It's certainly something that the Association of South African Quantity Surveyors is doing all that it can to address a public understanding of the role and importance of a quantity surveyor professional on all construction projects.
And hence our conversation, you know, will actually aid in that. I just wanted to ask you, so in the midterm budget, the finance minister indicated that funds would be set aside to ensure that the necessary capacity is made available to ensure that infrastructure projects are executed properly. What role can we expect quantity surveyors to play in conjunction with other professionals in these circumstances?
Well, number one, to ensure that the project is delivered, hopefully at the projected cost, and be answerable for any cost overruns and provide detailed explanation. Monies are evaporating when quantity surveyors are not involved on some of those professional teams, and not all construction projects, but certainly some of the larger ones. And it's easy when you've got the complexities of a project such as a power station or a large piece of key government infrastructure to not pay attention to all those finer details of the complicated matrix of the project. Tito Mboweni, Minister Mboweni, yes, has understood the role of the quantity surveyor and has, in his address and in the government narrative now, to try and address this seepage through corruption, is turning to the professionals on construction that are able to assist with that. So certainly it's something that we haven't been agitating for, but we've been very much advocating for an improved understanding of the role of quantity surveyors. And slowly, I think our drumbeat of persistently advocating that message is being picked up by key government agencies. And from the Association of South African Quantity Surveyors side, we want to engage with all government departments. We believe that from the procurement side of the project, when it is being thought of, or is it trying to find out whether or not it is feasible or not, right through to the building of the project and then the the actual life cycle costing of the project. In other words, how much is it going to cost to continue to run that, that power station or that key piece of infrastructure or government building or whatever the case is. So we do the viability studies, we do the actual project implementation delivery, and we can provide cost estimates for the entire upkeep. And I think that hopefully, and certainly without saying too much, government now is attention is turning to that and with a greater understanding and appreciation, I hope, of the role that a QS can play.
Larry, you know, from what you're saying, by implication, you're suggesting that on large projects, say like Medupi and Kusile, there hasn't been much use of quantity surveyors. What's your knowledge around that? And is that the case? And if that is the case, that's shocking.
No, that's not what I'm saying. There certainly are quantity surveyors involved with those projects. I think there's a complicated reason why there are cost overruns. But certainly, I haven't heard of any quantity surveying being working on those projects. I'm sure there must be. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not saying that there haven't been.
Okay, no, that's fine. And obviously, you would need, you know, quite an army of them to be able to do the job on such big projects, because now the cost overruns on those projects have been huge. They were supposed to be about 130 billion each, but now the total sum is going to be something in the order of 600 billion rand.
Those could be due to scope creep in itself. You start off, you might want to build, you know, one power station with one cooling tower and so on. And as the project is scaled up, so are the costs incrementally scaled up. I'm certainly not suggesting that all of that has been siphoned up through corruption. That isn't the case.
Right.
But I am saying that a quantity surveyor is able to estimate the accurate cost of a project according to the scope before it's built. So if there's scope creep, obviously the costs will go up commensurate with that.
Given recent history and the disarray that we've seen with projects, how important is it for quantity surveyors to embrace the principles of corporate governance?
It's essential. I think quantity surveyors play a leading role in corporate governance and the delivery of that, specifically on the professional team side. We are the skilled professionals with procurement and manage the professional team around the contractual obligations through procurement and management of the building project itself.
Because you have a scarce skill and people may not necessarily understand what you do, and that will be the case for your clients, how important and how regularly should you be convening with them to keep them up to speed about the project being on track?
Well, the professional team meets on a regular basis. The role that a quantity surveyor plays is he will come onto site and he will measure exactly how much of the project has now been constructed. So let me go back slightly. A contractor, let's talk on a project for 100 million, for instance, a building. A contractor doesn't have 100 million sitting in his bank account, and what he's relying on is that the bank is going to provide him with enough money to start the project. Then the quantity surveyor will come onto the site, and he will look at that project, and he will understand exactly how much of that project has been built. And you'll sign a payment certificate off that will then go to the bank, and the bank will then provide the second tranche of money to allow the contractor to continue building.
Yeah.
So there's a huge reliance on the quantities available both by the banks and the clients to ensure that the contractor is building and not wasting money. That is, you know, and that the infrastructure is actually being delivered all the way through to the project completion. So he plays a vital role.
Yeah.
And a quantity surveyor is a professional. So in other words, he would lose his license to practice if he was signing payment certificates that were not accurate for it.
Yeah.
And so forth. He would lose his professional standing completely.
Absolutely. Of course, unfortunately, in recent times, we've seen some professionals who've been willing to take that risk in other professions. But obviously, one would assume that having taken various oaths and things in your profession, you would actually live to the letter of the law of your profession. Now, the world is changing, what with us now being in a digital era. So what do quantity surveyors need to do to remain relevant and offer valuable services? What technologies must they absolutely be on top of?
Well, there's a whole host of various technologies. For instance, with building information management or modeling called BIM is one of the software developments, which is fast on track now to ensure cooperative governance of a project through all professionals. That's one aspect. A QS is skilled in procurement, I've said. He's skilled in measurement. Is he skilled in the viability side of it? Can he accurately envision whether or not a mall or a shopping center that's going up is going to produce the returns, the estimated returns for his client in a set amount of time? Hmm. What are the rentals going to cost per square meter once an office park is built or once a mall is out for rent and so forth? These are skills that quantity surveyors consistently need to develop and remain on top of. The association is obviously in the field of providing these educational opportunities for QSs. We believe through CPD, which is continuous professional development, that the ongoing training of quantity surveyors can never end, that a professional can never ever know everything within his field.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing learning experience. And then just lastly, Larry, in terms of the scarcity of people in your profession, what is it that your association is doing to try and encourage younger people to be interested in acquiring the skills that will enable them to become quantity surveyors?
We've got large projects which are being advocated to schools throughout South Africa. In terms of giving students a greater understanding of the importance of quantity surveying. And we're also ensuring that the backlog of graduates who are not professionals, because to become a professional quantity surveyor is a lot of hard work and in which you have to spend a lot of time working underneath a quantity surveyor, a professional quantity surveyor, under his guidance. And what we're doing is we're providing opportunities to develop the candidate quantity surveyors towards becoming professionally registered through programs such as mentoring and through skills development processes and delivery of education within the skills development role.
That was Larry Feinberg. He's the Executive Director of the Association of South African Quantity Surveyors.